The 15th basic teaching on the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme Building Mutual Love. The Lord be with you. Dear brethren, sometimes we forget where Jesus found his disciples, from where they left, the program and therapy for which they were subjected, and the challenges they had to endure. Sometimes we forget that they were given a 3-year full-time intensive program under the direct guidance of our Master. Failing to appreciate this can lead us to misunderstanding, to misunderstand what is meant by adult catechesis and ongoing spiritual formation. Taking this fact lightly can lead us to presumption and arrogance. If the disciples who became the first Christian evangelizers of the pagan world had a 3-year full-time formation program, how long would it take for some who barely dedicate an hour and a half a week for the same purpose, because he or she is not ready to leave not even what is extra, what is just leisure or habitual waste of time? If the disciples, notwithstanding their special tutor, had to struggle so long with the essential demands of our faith, how much more do we need to endure patiently and perseveringly when the same tutor is forming us indirectly through another disciple and apostle? The passage that you have just read before this teaching, from Mark chapter 10, verses 35 to 45, is the best example and hint about this that should encourage us. And consider that this incident happened just days before the program came to an end, not at the beginning of these 3 years, but at the very end. One can say they either have got nothing for 3 whole years, or imagine how they were 3 years before. The 7 purposes of the cell are linked together, each one of them verify the others. The more we grow in our intimacy with the Lord, the more is his presence going to fill us with his Holy Spirit. The more are we going to become one in him. In fact, what keeps us at a distance from him is not the lack of understanding, knowledge, and information. After all, you can be one of the greatest scholars of scriptures, possessing such a great knowledge about God, and yet without knowing him. On the contrary, we can be the most ignorant of all with regard to Bible study and the teachings of the church. The only thing that keeps us far from him is our egoism. Egoism is at the root of every sin, even the least one of them. So, what happens when we spend time with Jesus? The more we grow in our intimacy with him, the more is his Spirit, who is love, going to take possession of us, and the less self-centered are we going to be. And can you imagine the Holy Spirit consuming your egoism and pride only in relationship to Jesus? Can you imagine being generous, self-giving, caring, and affectionate to Jesus, and at the same time being miser, self-centered, insensitive, and arid in your relationship with those around you? Therefore, the second purpose of the cell is to help us grow and build mutual love. Earlier I said that if we do not appreciate the 3-year program for which the first disciples were subjected, we would misunderstand the whole idea of adult catechesis and ongoing formation. Why? Because we fail to appreciate the essential aspect of the necessity of community in adult catechesis and ongoing formation. How can you grow in love without the pain of struggling to love those around you whom you did not choose? How can you produce a loaf just by having the ingredients and the recipe, but without having the oven capable of reaching the needed heat? Listening to beautiful, profound, enlightening, inspiring theological or spiritual conferences about any Christian virtue will never instill that virtue in you. Mind you, such teachings are very important. However, what makes you assimilate that virtue is trying to live it for a good span of time in a community, or what we call the cell. You may ask me, but cannot we grow in love of others in the parish when we are meeting people outside, at the place of our work, in the club, etc.? The answer is yes. However, it is far more difficult. Of course, we need to arrive there. We need to arrive at that point. The cell is not an end in itself. The cell is a means to that end. However, although the cell is not the end, and it is just the means, it does not mean that it is not important. The cell is so important that without it, it is very difficult to arrive at the end. How can you ever love those who do not share your experience of Christ when you have not as yet come to love your brethren in the cell, who are sharing with you the same experience and are moving together with you on the same journey? Therefore, how does the cell help us grow in mutual love and in loving others and our neighbor? Therefore, how does the cell help us to grow in mutual love and in loving others and our neighbor? I think principally in 2 ways. It educates us to listen to them attentively. When you observe how a group of people very often relate to each other, you notice how much people do not listen to each other. Once, I heard 2 ladies speaking on the bus. I was behind them, and they were speaking with a loud voice that I could not read. I could not believe my ears. They were speaking about 2 different subjects, and they were alternating as if they are having a real dialogue. If we do not listen to our oikos, how can we serve him and express our love to him and come to evangelize him? So the cell helps us by educating us to listen to our brethren. Secondly, the cell gives us the opportunity to do something for them. It is very easy to be a passive member of the parish and join the whole chorus of parishioners who are all the time criticizing the parish priest and all the helpers, because for them the parish is like a service station where you go, get the service you need, and drive away. In the cell, where we are a small number and we need to keep it up together, we learn how to serve others, how to do something for them, how to have a ministry, even if it is a small thing. In the cell, we learn how to be responsible for the Christian community, for our parish, meant for the church. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.